You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Infosys net headcount declined by 6,101 to reach a total of 322,663 employees during the third quarter of FY24. This is the fourth quarter in a row that IT company reported a decline in its total headcount. In the September quarter of FY24, Infosys had about 320,764 employees. In the last 12 months, the company saw a total decline of 24,182 employees, that is about 7% of its Q3 FY23 employee base. This is also a year where the IT major has witnessed 3 of its 10 highest paid employees in FY23 leave the company, while attrition fell to 12.9% in Q3, down from 14.6% in Q2 FY24. Utilization for the company has gone up to 82.7% in the just concluded quarter. Up next, Japanese investor SoftBank is looked to resume investments in Indian startups in coming months. After pausing bets for the last 18 months amid a broader funding winter, Sumer Janeja, head of India and EMEA at SoftBank Investment Advisors, has said. He said founders will come to terms with a reset in valuations this year and will be open to repricing themselves, while check sizes at the growth stage could also moderate. Last year saw a significantly lighter deal flow and prolonged decision-making across the board that led to lowest funding in 7 years for tech startups. SoftBank has so far invested about $11 billion into Indian startups, primarily at growth stages, since it began operations in November 2018. Moving on, despite reports of sharp fall in onion prices across key mandis, the government is taking a cautious approach with no immediate plan to lift the ban on exports of the key vegetable imposed last month. Official sources told EFI that there was an assessment of onion supply situation in the country recently. There was consensus that revoking onion exports ban may not be feasible at current circumstances. With the arrivals of Kharif harvest, mandi prices at Lasalgaon, Nasik, India's wholesale trade hub, has fallen to a range of ₹1,500 to ₹1,800 per quintal on Thursday, from around ₹3,700 to ₹4,000 per quintal, prevailed prior to the imposition of shipment ban announced on December 7th. Till March 31, 2024. In another development, Microsoft overtook Apple as the world's most valuable company after the iPhone maker's shares made a weak start to 2024 due to growing concerns over demand. Shares of Redmond, Washington-based Microsoft, were last up 1.6%, giving it a market valuation of $2.875 trillion as its early lead in the race to make money from generative artificial intelligence helped draw investors. Apple was 0.9% lower with a market capitalization of $2.871 trillion, the first time since 2021 that its valuation has fallen below that of Microsoft. The Cupertino, California-based company's stock has slid 3.3% in January as of last close, compared with a 1.8% rise in Microsoft. Meanwhile, the Navi Mumbai International Airport, which is being built by the Adani Group, will see its first high-profile visitor on Friday, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi slated to land here for his visit to the city. Construction work at the airport is in full swing, airport officials said. The PM, who will be in the city to announce multiple development projects and inaugurate the Mumbai Trans Harbour Link, will also inspect the work being done at NMAIL. Nearly 60% of the construction work at NMAIL is complete, which is expected to be open for traffic from December this year. In other news, pay package of SpiceJet chairman Ajay Singh jumped to a 3-year high during FY23, notwithstanding the second biggest loss in the airline's history posted during same year. The low-cost carrier paid Rs 6 crore to its chairman and managing director during FY23, which is the highest since FY20 or the pre-pandemic year. The company also paid Rs 1.8 crore to Singh during the same year, defined as outstanding remuneration for FY22, thereby bringing the total for the year FY23 to Rs 8 crore, which is the highest since FY18, data from SpiceJet's annual report show. SpiceJet did manage to bring down its losses by 13% during FY23 with a growth of 35% in revenues to ₹8,869 crore. Lastly, Tata Consultancy Services headcount fell by 5,680 on a net basis in the three-month period ended December 31st, making it the second quarter of decline in employee count. The Tata Group firm's attrition on a last 12-month basis fell to 13.3% from 14.9% in Q2. As of December 31st, TCS had a total employee base of 6,03,305 from across 153 countries, of which 5.7% were women. During the second quarter, the IT firm's headcount dropped by 6,333 employees from that in the sequential quarter. TCS, which has asked employees to work from office 5 days a week, expects to be back to its normal operating mode by FY24 end. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.